Good morning. We're not starting over. You're going to enjoy that sound. You'll hear it later on in your day. And you'll think of me. And you'll think, what an asshole. But it's a beautiful day here where I'm at. Sun's out, guns out, got the tank top on, never dressed appropriately, as my best friend says. For any occasion. And I think I'm dressed perfectly for every occasion. And if you disagree, well, I guess I'm not going to do anything about it. That's your right, man. Like, hair's flowing, and it's growing on a Monday morning. I'm being a bit lazy. I'm doing the podcast to stay in the truck for another 10 minutes, which I'm going to turn that off. Quite loud. I'm going to watch these Mexicans work as well. And possibly one Honduran. Maybe Guatemalan. Oh, there's a white kid. I don't know what he's doing. He's watching. Quite literally. You know what? Now that I look at him, I think he's Hispanic. They're far away. Very far away. How are y'all doing? Hope you're doing all right. Hope your home life is good. I hope it is. Long, awkward silence after that. I hope y'all had a good weekend. What did y'all do? I went swimming. And then my wife and I dropped the two older ones off at the grandparents and took the baby and just drove in a triangle. A big old triangle. Took like 4 hours. It was a nice little drive. Got to see bumfuck nowhere, Mississippi, which when I say that, you might think, oh, he's talking about this place. No, I'm not. And this isn't even the true bumfuck nowhere place that I've worked recently. And I ain't never, ever seen a more fitting description of a bumfuck, hillbilly, poor motherfucker. Not hillbilly, that's the wrong word. Scratch that. Poor redneck, fucking chitlin, eating fucking, this is not racist, that's a chitlin, just parts of the pig you don't need to eat, and it's not good, and I like food. I was a fatty, I'm still a bit of a fatty, got a little ways to go, but we're almost there. We're almost there. 10 more pounds. 10 more pounds. You can do it. You can do it. A good boy. Oh, a good boy. I'm a good boy. Anyways, Charleston, Mississippi is the king from where Morgan Freeman is from or lives or whatever. He's got a house over there. I think his mama's in it. Mr. Freeman, if you could please have your property maintained. Just to give it a little landscape. You know, clear some vines. It looks raggedy as hell. And I think you're better than that. You're just a busy man. And you can't do everything. So you are forgiven. You did you were in Shawshank. Like, you really helped, you really led the way through Shawshank, along with, I think it's Tim Robinson. I could be wrong. I don't remember. He was fantastic as well. And who's the guard? He plays Mr. Krabs, I think. Is that Clancy? It's not Clancy. He plays Lex Luthor, that dude. Not Clancy Brown. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not looking it up. I do that, I'll have to stop the podcast and come back, and I won't want to do the podcast anymore. And we're a rolling on through to 6 minutes here. Like, what a progression. A little slow at the beginning. We said some things. We're not going to share it. Nobody else's business. If you asked about it, you know, you're like, hey, what do you think of this? Be honest. Give your honest opinion. Honesty is the best policy. Just say what it is. Don't lie. There's a bird. It's attacking my truck. I'm going to kick its ass. If it don't stop. Motherfucker. What my truck do to you? Is it money-making season, everyone? Is it time to make money? I don't know about you, but money-making season lasts, how long does, like, spring and summer, all the normal ones, those last, like, 90 days. 9 times 4 is 360, so 91 and a half days. So, money season is 365 and a quarter days, years. Motherfuckers, you best recognize. Boom. That was awful. Did that motivate you? If it did, good. I'm so happy. Go make some money. If you said, the fuck is he doing? It's cringe as shit. You're also right. And, it is what it is. You deal with it. I already did. They learn guitar. Just basic guitar and strum it and be like a generic motherfucking song. Just so I can sing dumb shit. If Bert Kreischer can play a fucking guitar, I think I can learn to play a guitar. If Jake and Noah, my brothers, can learn to play a guitar, I think I can do it. I'm smarter and better looking than them. That's the truth. I can't help it. They can't help it. God loves some of us more than others. He doesn't, but it's fun to imply that your God loves you based on how good looking you are. It's ridiculous. God loves you. Unconditional. If you let him. All right. That's enough church for the day. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm going to go in here and trim. Because if I don't do it, nobody else will. 9/11. Yeah, cool. Have a great day. And now, here's some smooth jazz.